Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 3 of Let's Ask Reggie. First question talks about lame friends. How many of us have them? I do. No, really, I do. I've been trying to introduce them to new people, but they keep coming back. Anyway, this is about you, not about me. Let's get started. My friends and I were on the way to a concert, and my car died 20 minutes away from the arena. I told them we should get an Uber and call a tow truck on the way. They were complaining about my car breaking down, they cried about how we would get back home, and tripped about how expensive the Uber would be. I told them that if we didn't make a decision soon, that we would miss the concert. Of course we missed the concert. Why? Because my friends are lame. We voted to wait for the tow truck and have them tow the car and us to the concert. Again, we missed the concert. Now my friends want me to pay them for the concert tickets. I think you would be better off in life with imaginary friends. I'm not sure if these are like childhood friends or friends you met in college or whatever the case is, but you probably should get some new ones. I think it's pretty crazy that you allowed some passengers in the car slash your friends have a vote on what you should do with your car. All right, yeah, you all committed to go to this concert. I'm sure you're going as a team. You want to have a good time, see an awesome concert, et cetera, et cetera. But it's pretty ridiculous, again, that you all had a vote to see what you should do. Okay, you're the driver of the car. You're the person that should be responsible for the car. And the main goal is to get to the concert, all right? It shouldn't take that long to make a decision, all right? Especially when you have money invested in the tickets. Do I think you should pay them back for the concert tickets? Not really, but if you're going to disconnect with these friends, you might as well just go ahead and make it a clean break. Go ahead and pay them back for the tickets. Then at least your conscience will be clear, and then it just makes for a greater story. Even though you really should just disconnect them from them altogether, you probably should have did that before you guys even went to the concert. But hey, in life, you go through different scenarios and different experiences, and you learn more about each other. Anyway, bottom line, just go ahead and pay them for the concert. It was your car. You probably already knew that the car had a lot of problems with it anyway. And then you could be done with it and you can just have a clean breakup. Our next question talks about dinner for few. I planned a nice catch-up dinner for me and 25 friends. I reserved a private room at Ruth's Chris for the 5-course tomahawk steak dinner. Whoa, I didn't even know they had that. I gotta check that out. It took me 4 months to get the reservation. Dinner service was scheduled for 7 p.m. At 6:45, only 3 of them showed up. At 7:15, 5 of them magically appeared. At 7:38, a total of 11 of us were seated. I only booked the private room for 3 hours. I was getting nervous about completing dinner on time and decided to go ahead and start the dinner service. We completed the first 3 courses and now it's 9 p.m. and 10 of the missing friends waltzed their way to the table. They gave me a weak story about stopping for a quick drink at a lounge around the corner. Should I call them out now or be calm and let them join us for the remaining hour? One, I would go ahead and let them sit down. You know, there's no point in ruining the whole night for everybody, right? Even though they kind of tried to ruin your night by disrespecting you by showing up 2 hours into the dinner service. Would I allow them to order an entree? No, I would go ahead and just tell the maitre d' or the waiter that they can have appetizers. I mean, you're the host of the event. You should be able to control it. You're the one that's responsible for the 3-hour reservation. I'm sure that if you go over the 3 hours, you're probably going to get charged and you shouldn't incur any additional costs because you too seem to have some lame friends. But hey, this goes on all around the world, regardless of the age group. For whatever reason, no one wants to show up to places on time. No one wants to respect the commitments that individuals have made in order for everyone to have a great time together. I'm sure you're trying to create a bunch of good memories at the same time. But for whatever reason, they didn't see any value in that. Maybe it's a little jealousy going on. Maybe it's a little hating going on. Maybe they wish they had come up with the idea themselves. But nonetheless, your friends showed you what they really thought about you by showing up 2 hours late, some of them an hour and a half late, some of them 38 minutes late, as you mentioned, into dinner service. That's absolutely crazy. That also makes you look crazy in front of your friends that did show up, you know? But again, there's situations such as this that will define and redefine who you surround yourself with. You got to get better friends. Maybe you have to get imaginary ones as well. Next question. Too many photos. My date is posting every single part of our afternoon. The entrance to the restaurant, the food, a group photo with the waitress, even the fancy foil wrapped leftovers in the shape of a duck. I didn't even know they still do that. So I do question your choice of restaurants. But anyway, after lunch on a walk through the park, he posted a photo of the clouds. Wow, I didn't know this was going to be a dude that was posting all of these photos. Very interesting. Am I annoyed? Yes. What's his deal? It's very possible he hasn't been outside in a long time. You know, he also may just be having such a wonderful, awesome, amazing, beautiful time with you that he doesn't know what to do. Maybe he's super nervous. You know, a lot of times people aren't used to having one-on-one communication with individuals. You know, everything's social media, social media, social media. But this is where you have to let the individual know that you would like them to focus their energy on you. You know, that's where you have to take control and say, hey, look, you know, I invited you out, whoever invited whoever out, you all are on a date, you want to enjoy one time with each other, have great communication, have a good time, create memories. All right, let's put the phones away. Both of you all can agree to put the phones on silent, turn the phones face over on the table. That's what I do when I'm out. It's just a little something that I do so I'm not distracted by all the different notifications that pop up on the phone. All right, so do that. Just let them know, look, I want to have a good time with you. I want to focus on what we're trying to build together. Maybe something comes out of this date, maybe something doesn't. But in order to even see if you see value in this person, you need to let them know that the phone is becoming a distraction. Hey, thank you for joining me on today's episode. Thank you for submitting your questions. You can always submit your questions on Instagram via DM to Let's Ask Reggie 808. You can also email me, reggie@letsaskreggie.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to answering your questions on next week. Thanks for joining me.